This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. As only 2 days are left for campaigning to end for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand, leaders of all political parties are going full throttle, leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has a hectic canvassing schedule in the state today, addressing the Vijay Sankalp Abhiyan in Chandan Kyari Assembly constituency in Bokaro this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi said BJP has always taken care of interests and welfare of the tribal people. He said the aspirations and self-respect of tribal brothers and sisters have always been paramount for the party. Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years, our government has given more than 3 lakh crore rupees, which is 4 times more than the Congress. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged misuse of central agency against him. Addressing the election meeting at Ranchi, Mr. Soren said, people are watching all activities and they will give befitting reply to the BJP in elections. Refuting charges of Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi said, central agency is doing its duty. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today launched party's manifesto Sankalp Patra in Mumbai for the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said BJP's Sankalp Patra reflects the aspirations of the people of the state. Union Minister Piyush Goyal, Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis, Maharashtra BJP President Chandrasekhar Bavankule, Ashish Shelar and others were present at the launch of the manifesto. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in the presence of NCP SP leader Supriya Sule, Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut and other prominent leaders of the Mahavikas Aghadi coalition in Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said the upcoming election is going to change the future of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 joint anti-terrorist operations are underway in Zabarwan forest area of Srinagar district and Sopor area in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said that an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in Zabarwan area on the Srinagar outskirts this morning. There are no reports of any casualties in this area so far. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed the killing of an unidentified terrorist yesterday in the ongoing Baramulla anti-terrorist operation in general area of Rajpura Sopor. The search operation is still in progress in the area. Further details are awaited. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a 6-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from tomorrow to the 16th November in New Delhi. Senior officials of the national human rights institutions from 8 countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a treaty establishing a comprehensive strategic partnership with North Korea. The treaty, originally signed by the top leaders of the two countries in Pyongyang on June 19 this year, was ratified by the lower house of parliament on 24th of October. Russia's upper house of parliament approved the bill on 6th November. Canadian police have made another arrest in connection with the violent altercation during a protest at a Hindu temple in Brampton on the 3rd of this month. The violence erupted during a demonstration at a temple on the Goree Road, escalating into physical assaults between opposing protesters. A special investigative team has been formed to probe the incidents. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The CPCB said an air quality index of 333 was reported in the national capital in the afternoon. Meanwhile, the IMD has also forecast smog during the night and morning hours in Delhi and NCR regions for the next 2 to 3 days. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's single title at the New South Wales Open in Australia's Sydney this morning. She defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 3-1 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.